Day. You're welcome.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Kelly Leonard is in the studio. Kelly is my friend. He has been on this program often. He, of course, is the host of the podcast Getting to Yes and he's a member of the WGN family. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Kelly also is someone who is going through a tremendous loss. We talked about this on our segments through the months. His daughter, Nora, had suffered from cancer. She was on a waiting list for a transplant. We lost Nora August 1st at the age of 17, and this is our first public visit back. I'm grateful that you're here.
Yeah, I'm grateful for being here.
I've been to a few Leonard services.
Yeah, too many of those, huh?
Yeah, and I remember after your dad's, Roy Leonard's, they were running into you in the men's room.
Yes, I remember this.
Because you gave a lovely remembrance, and you talked about reflexive integrity. And I should say in context, you know, this is sort of what we're talking about today is what we talk about during our regular conversations about emotion, leadership, and fundamental issues such as that.
Yeah.
When you spoke of your dad, you reflected about his automatic integrity, his reflective integrity. Explain that for me.
Well, at the I was trying to think about what made him special, and the thing that I remember was the fact that like his first response to things was not to be sort of angry or look out for himself. It was always the choice of integrity, you know, a choice of kindness, of openness, or just not caring, or choosing not to, you know, get mad about things. And then, you know, when I was after Nora passed, and I knew I was going to speak at the memorial, which we held at Second City on the 8th, I sort of talked about, well, she had a reflexive thing too. I think she was too young to have fully understand integrity, but what she was reflexively kind.
Yeah.
And one of the things about people who are reflexively kind, it means that they are vulnerable, which then means that they're brave. And this is the thing where I was summing up what Nora meant to me. And I think for a lot of people, they don't see that as brave, and I think they're making a mistake.
And that's when I walked away. You know, I talked to you after the service, and well, I want to get to that perhaps in a minute. Yep. But what I walked away from that day, that remembrance from you, was the way you spoke about the bravery of openness, the bravery of honesty.
Yeah, because it's
and it stayed with me, Kelly.
Good. I mean, you try to find, you know, you can ask yourself why, you know, but you had cancer, and this is it's a thing, and a lot of people have that, and then you try to make sense of it, and you know, some people have a religion, other people have other things. For Anne and I, for my wife and I, the thing that we keep trying to focus on is the immense gratitude that we have for the time we had with her, and what of her spirit and soul remains. And by keying in on this idea of kindness and love and vulnerability, which are all things that we've talked about before on the podcast, that the scientists tell us are the things that we should be holding on to be more successful in our lives and our jobs. When, you know, the S hits the fan, when it's crisis time, which is what we've been in, that's when you need it most. And what I've discovered over time is that's easily the place where you lose it most.
Well, I like the adjective. I like reflexive rather than calculated.
Right.
Right, that it is an automatic, that you get to a point, you bring yourself to a place where it's automatic.
Yeah, and that's hard. So, you know, I said this to maybe I wrote about it, but one of the things, you know, Nora, when she was young, often felt like she was outside and that she wasn't accepted in. And then as she grew older, what I realized is that she would never allow someone, this is normally a kid at school, to be outside the frame of the picture that she was in.
Yeah, nice.
And that was just something that she, and I had a mom from her class email me last night saying that exact thing about one of the kids who had just joined the class. And so, you know, holding on to that and allowing Nora to teach us that we can all stand to be more reflexively kind, which means we have to practice it and do it even when we don't feel like doing it.
Well, that's the thing. If it's practicing, it implies that it's calculated, but I suppose the more you practice it, the more natural it comes.
Yeah, this is the science of faking it till you make it. You just have to keep doing it, and then we've talked about this. It's like, you know, athletes and musicians, they have to practice at their work to become natural. No one just picks it up and is there.
That's the point, right?
So
I want to ask you two other questions, if you'll allow me. One is, and I said this to you at Second City, it is remarkable to me, and this happens with other families, the ability to summon joy.
Right.
At such a sad affair.
Yeah.
And just talk to me for a moment about that.
Well, we held this at Second City. I mean,
I don't care.
But no, that means something. Yeah. Because, you know, like we our lives, Ann and I have worked at Second City over 30 years, both of us, and we live and breathe comedy, and we love to laugh, and we did with our kids. And, you know, as we talked about during this process, we brought so much laughter to that hospital room. I've had almost every nurse send us a note about that. That's what they miss, because they right. always knew they would come in, and Nora would give them side eye and make jokes, and some of them terrible, and that's fine. So, you know, joy was something that, you know, we needed the most during this period. And that was the thing during we called it a celebration of her life at Second City, was I have never cried and laughed so hard at the same time. And I think a lot of people had that experience.
Yeah.
So they were both there. I mean, it's not that this isn't impossible. It's not that this isn't incredibly sad, and I'm very hurt. And we're coping the best we can. But the reason I'm so hurt is because I loved her so much, and I've got to be joyful and grateful for that.
Right, that's true. And then one other thing that we were discussing briefly off the air. I asked you how you were.
Yeah.
And you kind of said that's not the right question, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And as we pursued that, you know, we kind of got to the point where you've been dealing with this, but you're now dealing with sort of an infinite number of firsts.
Yeah.
The first time you see me, or the first time you do this or that, and just speak to me for a moment about that.
Okay, there's so much. But the first thing, am I becoming an expert in grief? I don't know. It's been a month. You have to force yourself out. You have to, you know, and here's the big thing. You have to ask the question. So what I did with you, right, as I said, hey, it seems weird for me to come on and talk about a podcast.
Right.
And then you and I actually had the same thought after I finished typing that, which was like, why don't you come on and talk about Nora? And it's like, yep, that's the right thing. But I had to ask that question. And so you have to give yourself permission to ask. And one of the things I was just thinking about today is, because people don't know how to deal with you, is you have the permission to ask. You have the permission to say, hey, I'd love to do something for you. Is there a thing you need? Or if not, no, I'm here to do it.
Right.
Or send food, or send flowers, or, you know, it can be anything. What we don't need is for you not to be there. But one needs to balance that without being intrusive. But there are ways that this is, you know, so you ask.
Kelly Leonard, the name of the podcast is Getting to Yes and there's one up.
Yep, we got a new one with Richard Boyatzis. It's called Helping People Change. I wish we could have talked about it because I loved this podcast. This is a really good one, and everyone should check it out.
It's great to see you, Kelly.
Great to see you.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN.